Border crossings frequently conjure up pictures of bureaucratic hassles or fleeing refugees. For writer and translator Peter Wertzman, though, border crossings are a chance for him to step out of his New York skin and become somebody else. In this episode of Book Pod, Wertzman tells a story about a Russian bathhouse 2 hours outside of St. Petersburg, where he crossed over the border of his everyday self into a world of elsewhere.
I feel very much like Alice in Wonderland. When a door says, open me, I open the door. Last summer, it was St. Petersburg, Russia, because the woman who looked after my mother and gave my mother as good a death as possible was from St. Petersburg and said, why don't you come to St. Petersburg? That was the door that was opening. I had an extraordinary experience in a village 2 hours outside of St. Petersburg, where the woman, Rita, Margarita, she had her dacha in the country. And I very much wanted to go visit the dacha. And this was this old, broken-down, century-old wooden house with no running water and no plumbing, and waded into the lake. I write about this. I initially thought it was a dead fish. And my son, Jacques, told me to look closer. And it was human fecal matter because it was near a drainage pipe. I was feeling very filthy, and there was no way to wash. And Rita suggested we go to the baths, the banye, which is not baths as we know it. It's the schwitz, sweat baths. And I really had sought out this experience. I said, okay, well, let's do this. And my wife was somewhat reluctant because, you know, the men go one way and the women go the other way. And my son just said he's not doing it. He's staying outside with his Walkman or whatever he had. I walked into the baths. I drop off my clothes. I'm the only circumcised man here. You know, 2 hours outside of St. Petersburg. You go first to the cold room where you douse yourself with buckets of ice water, and then you walk into the furnace. And I can't describe it any other way. It's hotter than any sauna or steam bath I have ever been to in my life. No one warned me that I should have had slippers. The skin peeled off the bottom of my feet, that I climbed onto this wooden bench. I felt like I was a chicken going to be self-roasting. I look around and there's these guys in woolen caps beating each other with branches. And I thought I'd enter this into this sadomasochistic cult and they're going to sacrifice a human and the sacrifice is going to be me. And I thought, what the hell am I doing in this place? And then a man next to me taps me on the shoulder, motions for me to bend over and starts beating me with this birch. It's birch supposedly soaked in water, although mine hadn't soaked very long enough. So he's beating me with this branch. Initially, I was a little nervous about this whole thing, but he was a very nice guy. There was not a single word in common between us, but he took me through all the steps of the thing. So first you spend 5 minutes in the furnace. Then you go back and dump the polar ice cap over your head. You do it often enough so that your skin stops existing. You have this physical and mental sensation of being outside and inside at the same time. We go to the benches to sit where all the men sit. And somebody asks me, Jing, you know, where are you from? So I kind of mutter, American. The word got around, American. Russia is not a country of great smiles among strangers. And these big smiles came on everybody's face. And then some people said, well, what do you do? I motioned with my fingers at a keyboard. So somebody said, like, pianista? Oh, there was a guy who had spent a couple of months in Dublin, and so he knew a little bit of English. And he said, masseur? And I said, no. And then this guy who looked like a naked Genghis Khan sitting across the way says, ah, Hemingway. And I nod and I say, Gogol Dostoevsky. I got treated with more respect than you can possibly imagine. This is a locker room crowd. This is the guys at the gym, and their jaws dropped with awe and respect for the craft of writing. We arranged to meet my wife and Margarita and my son at the bar next door attached to the bagne. The buddies from the baths, Genghis Khan and Hemingway and everybody saw me slugging down the vodka, and we embraced. And that's a travel experience. I am willing to give of myself almost completely. I say almost because I'm not a fool. I'll not put myself knowingly in a place of great danger. But I will open up considerably to have that communion, that special communion that you can only have elsewhere with strangers. Travel is instant fiction.
You can find some of Peter Wertzman's travel essays in The Best Travel Writing of 2009 and at worldhum.com. BookPod series producer is Barbara Finkelstein. Music is by Kevin MacLeod. See you next time at BookPod, home to writers of lasting value.